we have in our tribe, tribal community, we have two traditional occupation. One is hunting. We are basically hunters, hunting birds, animals. We are tribal, you know, so we used to doing that hunting. And another traditional occupation is stringing beads jewelry. But due to globalization and privatization and more than other many factors, we are unable to do this traditional business, the occupation also, because there are more competition. Other community people are also making bead jewelry. They are doing very fashionable, attractive, but our people are doing only that simple design. Just they are doing like that. Fashions designing, knowing people are very limited. Only if we train them, they know designing. Others are traditional doing simple stringing only. And men are used to go for hunting. But due to government ban this hunting occupation, we don't have alternative occupation. So in urban areas, they go for collecting, waste picking. And very rarely they go for hunting. But when they go for hunting, they are arrested by police and others. So they have some police harassments and other problems they used to face. So in rural areas, they are doing some bead jewelry, little hunting, and fancy item, plastic items, selling in bus stands and other marketplaces. Like that, they are going. And that elder person and those who are not going for school, no, dropout children, non-schooling children, they are go for begging. So this community, this downtrodden poor communities, pushed in this poor situation.